Jeremiah 14 and verse 14 through 16. I want to read this. Jeremiah 14. Then Yahweh said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, and deceit of their heart. Therefore thus saith Yahweh concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, I sent them not, yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed, and the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and swords, and they shall have none to bury them, their wives, neither their sons nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. He's going to defend his name. They said they're doing it in the name of Yahweh for his love. He said they're wicked. I'm going to pour out their wickedness upon them. I'm going to consume their daughters and their sons. They're going to down the streets. And there shall be no one there to defend them or to bury them. For his name's sake, you have polluted my name. And you have not glorified my name. It's amazing how these lying charlatans will use that in Malachiah concerning tithes and offering. They're cursed. When it comes to the glorious name of Yahweh, he said, you're already cursed. Why? Because you will not acknowledge my name. They will not acknowledge that. And yet these whorehouses are built upon that. Greed and lust. They will defend his name. Oh, he defended his name with Pharaoh. Upon thee, he said, I'm going to get glory upon my name. That's the purpose I raise you up, to defend my name. And he is going to defend his name. For the scripture says unto Pharaoh, even the same purpose have I raised thee up, that I may show my power in thee, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. That's why he raised him up, that his name may be declared, made known. That men may know his name and understand whom he is, his glory and his purpose. He's going to glorify his name with a great intervention. And he says here, quote, I will have pity for my name's sake, for my name which hath been profaned amongst the heathens, not for your sake, but for my own name's sake. He says, Ezekiel 36, verse 21 through 38. So good reading that. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 21 through verse 38. And also Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 24. He says that, quote, For God's people glorious days are ahead. Do not fret. God's holy name and his pure word will be vindicated. And that is the truth. His name is a holy name. It's a righteous name. It's a pure name. And his pure word is going to be vindicated. Men speak against it. They lie against it. They come against it. They come against his oracles. Men that speak with sincerity of heart, with deep conviction, for they see their sins. Their hearts are revealed from the scriptures. He shows them their hearts and what things must be cleansed and cast out. And it must. I was talking to Brother Josh as we were spending a little time together this evening. I said, you know, Brother Josh, it's a sad shame because if I expect, or if we, and that is the mindset of man today, we expect others to do more than we, and yet we are not compelled to even go along with them to be a strength. I said, what kind of man would I be if I expect you to do more than me? Now, my judgment should be I expect myself to do more. And then if you fall short of that, then even my judgment upon you or any other man will not be severe. It will show the man the truth or the way of truth, that he may repent, get his heart right, stand in the presence of Almighty Yahweh, being cleansed and washed. That's where it must be done. Why? Because I know in the house there are some ones that are weak. Ones that have no power, no strength, understand that. I know that. Do I expect a little Nate to be able to do what I can do? Well, certainly not. He can't build a set of steps. But I know Brother David Lee can. Or Nate may think he can run the cow down, but I know Brother James can deal with that. So do I expect them to do what I do? I expect that my life and your life ought to shine amongst those that are weaker than you, that they may be motivated spiritually to press toward that excellency. And let me do that which is righteous and pleasing before the Father. But a Jezebel spirit will walk in deceit and lie and draw men and women unto perdition, unto sin, and speak things to cause them to sin. I have not caused, I have not covered any man's gold or silver. I have not caused any man to sin. I have not caused any man's foot to be turned out of the way. I've reproved, I've rebuked, I won't take it back. I've chastened, I've told us of our sins, beginning at the house, for judgment always began at the house first. Then it spreads abroad. My sins. I am no special. I have not exalted myself. But for any man, I am no more special than any man. For we all are one. Which one of your toes you don't like? I like all of mine. Which finger you don't like? I like all of them. They may be big and ugly, but I like all of them. This one right here hurts, but I still like it. Which side of my neck I don't like? This side right here, that thing hurts. I said to Brother Josh, as we were there together, I couldn't hardly move. I said, brother, I can't hardly move. But do I like this side or that side the better? I like them the same. But one, I need the neck. And that's what the body is. May Yahweh bless you. Give you strength and peace. I'll finish that in a later time. I just wanted to point out some of those things that even in this man's heart, he realized that there's a name above all names. And it's an excellent name. May Yahweh bless you. Keep your hearts pure and your mind set on Him. Be faithful, saints. Love one another. Do it fervently with sincerity. Don't do it with hypocrisy and dissimulation. It'll be a false brother, sister. It's one thing about Pastor Robinson. I'm not false. I'll tell you the truth. I will deal with your sins, your wickedness. I don't know who you are. I will tell you. And it makes no difference what you think or what you say. I will still tell you. You get upset with me. That doesn't make any difference. You got upset with Messiah. Of course, you haven't gotten upset with the Father because you just didn't like what He said. Be faithful, saints. Be pure in your intents, your desire, your motives. Let it be pure, saints. I'm not a false brother. I'm real. I'm sincere. My heart is real. I'm not false. I'm not a hypocrite either. I don't want to be that. I say to the Father, I say, kill me. Often, I said, then they kill me, Father. Don't let me do anything to destroy the house of your people. Kill me. I mean that. That's my sincere prayer. Not just my flesh. I mean, literally, kill me. I'd rather go knowing that He has answered that prayer. That only He can save. Yahweh, salvation belongeth unto Him. I was there at the store today. I went to pick the feed up for Brother Joseph. And there's an elderly black man that he helps Mr. Park down there. Park's at the store down here. And I hadn't seen him the last two times. I said, where is Fred? He said, Fred went to the doctor the day. And they told him that he had cancer throughout his whole body, and his bones and his body, he said. They told him they were going to give him, I don't know, 40-some treatments, but they said, no, it's not even worth it. We give you 30. We'll just give you enough to keep you comfortable. I said, so any day then? He said, any day. You sure you allowed them to give him that, to speak that? I put a trust in your way. If I die, let me die in the faith. I'm not going to let some vile man produce sentence on my life. I will let the Father. So I say to Him, take me, Father. And I mean that with all sincerity of heart. I do. I do. I do. And I'm not afraid of that either. You know, the older I get each little day, it makes me, I'm much more comfortable. I'm much more secure in my faith. I don't care what men say about me, what they do. I've done no brother wrong. I don't care what they say. I look at what these lying dogs say. I haven't done them wrong. Not one of them. And I'm not going to capitulate with a man's doctrine that is far from the truth. No, I haven't done Pastor Di wrong. I'm not going to capitulate with his doctrine. It's a false doctrine. It's a lie. He got that trash from the Baptists. And he's twisting the minds of the folks. Isn't that something? Because one of the saints up there, I talked with them, and they told me, well, there was a sister, whether she's there or not, I don't know, called the sister's name, said she had called Pastor Dow about you, told me the sister's name. It was no generic name. She knew exactly what she was. And he told her to move up there. I said, what is the sister's name? She told me again. I know where it was about because I began to use the name Yahweh. You understand, Pastor Dow, listen to me. I never listened to him. I don't care what he says. Because I told him his doctrine was a lie. And I showed him in the scriptures. He still went mad. I said, wrong. What you're preaching is not the truth. And so what it is, every person has a demon. Even the one who called him has a demon. So that person better go up there and let him cast out the demon. And so he told me the person's name, and she told me the person's name and all that. I said, well, that's fine. I don't have the compunction with that. But isn't this amazing? Because now they worship in the tabernacle. Now, he may get on the radio and say something different. She says, exclusively now we worship in the name of Yahshua. Yahshua. He said, that's the way it's done. That's it. See, the young man is full of rebellion, his own sins. That's what it is. I know what I'm saying. I don't care. You can call him and tell him. I would tell him. That's why I don't like talking to him, because I tell him. Tell him he's full of sin. His doctrine is a lie. He let these vile Baptists lay hands on him and cast out a demon. I said, did you preach the Shabbat to them? Oh, that's revealed. I said, it is? Then everything is revealed, boy. You know a lot of things I don't tell you folks. The only reason you know him because we met him through prophecy. Yeah? And only strength for only credibility he had because I said, pass it down. Sure. And it's amazing, isn't that? But it's just amazing, isn't it? He said they call, and I guess they're going to, well, Pastor Roberts, I'm doing right. I don't care what you say. I'm not a false brother. Then why is Pastor Dow going that way? Oh, I know he listened to me. Because the people up there do. I've got too many calls from up there. They listen to me. Isn't that amazing? Because I recall one time there was a sister that called me. It was amazing that sister called me. Pastor Dow called me. I said, hold on. I answered someone with Pastor Dow. And the sister called me. I said, what are you calling me for? Well, Pastor, I need to talk to you. That's all right. I said, first of all, no, we're not going to do that. I didn't tell Pastor now right then, but I called him. I said, look, Pastor, I'm telling you what the sister's doing now. She's just let her go. You said that you always told you to bring her there. Now the sister doesn't want to stay there. Let her go. Don't worry about the thing. Let the woman go. I don't care about those things. You can call anybody you want, any of you all. The ones that have left, you that are here, you call anybody on me. It's not going to make any difference. At all. If you're going to call somebody, I mean, call someone with credibility, all right? Somebody that knows. Pastor Dow has an internet site that says, all saints have demons. Is that scripture? No. But it's a fact. That's what it says. I said, if it's not scripture, how's it a fact? All saints have demons. All of them. And you must get them demons cast out every time you come to service. So I said, get up, sister, came. Come on. Every time you come, you got to get them cast out. Every time. Something is wrong. Come on, what if his precious brothers up there call me? Say, Pastor Roberts. I said, man, come on. No, that's not so. That's not scripture. I didn't talk against the man. Pastor Dow needs to sit down and shut his mouth and submit himself. Sure he must. Sure he does. He doesn't know what he thinks he knows. But that's all right. I don't mind you calling. You call what you want on me. I remember one day, Sister Robert said, she's going to get Jermaine on me. We'll tell Jermaine. But that's all right. I haven't led you into any error. The folks that have left, if I led them into error, then they should be a people that is free. They should not be bound by any sins and vile things. They should have a liberty like no other people. They should. They should not be bound to the things of this world and give it over unto the pleasures and sins. Their lives should be circumspect. Should be clean lives, all right? If I'm that wrong, then their lives should be very clean. They're vile. They're wicked. They're evil. They're vile. They're evil. They're given over unto wicked things. That which is esteemed amongst the world is an abomination to Yahweh. They're given over unto that. You're right, old man. You're right. They love theirs more than they love what you always say love. You're right. That's what he said to me. They love theirs, Pastor Roberts. They don't love what you always say love. They don't love those things. How can they have the love of Yahweh in them? Truth. And I'm still Pastor Roberts. And I'm still going to preach. Correct. Sure, that doesn't trouble me. Not one bit. It really doesn't. Things like that don't trouble me, saints. They really don't trouble me one bit at all. It doesn't cause my heart to ache. I don't cry. It's one to them. Because once you bring a judgment against an elder, you're going to have to stand before Yahweh.
You know, there are things I can say I don't even say, and things that I know I don't tell the folks. I know what I know. And many times I've gone to Pastor Dowd, I just went because I needed to go. And I reproved too. It was good I went too. Sure was. Good I went. It was good I went. It was good I went. It was good that I went. It was good that I went. Sure was, brother. When I tell him to his face, he wrote me that cheesy letter. Coward. He called me an ignorant man and all that, but he said, you're not going to talk to me any kind of way. I started the writing back. I said, nah. He always said, don't. Just trash it. Even in the letter, you know what he told me? What an ignorant generation. I'm wrong here. He needs to come here and teach the brothers and sisters how to cast out demons. Get them cleaned up. Now, if he's cast out every demon out there, he shouldn't have no trouble there. Huh? So he's going to come and cast out all the demons. And when he comes on these grounds, now the folks may holler out and scream. Now, don't get offended. He's going to cast out all these demons, going to clean them up. But if I don't want that, then he'll see me in the kingdom. I've told him, as I reproved the young man, that's why he don't like me, because I set him straight. He doesn't like that. I showed him the error of his doctrine. I said, let's go to the scripture. Open the book. I show you how wrong you are. And all he can do is get quiet. He can say nothing. Well, I will call you and tell you what Prophet Stair said, and you would just say, you understood, you get down on me. So I said, no, Pastor. I said, what I would say, when you would tell me what he said, I said, well, how many times? You only did it twice. I said, I understood what Prophet, I said, I can understand what he meant. I'm not a shallow-minded man. And even with all that, to show the young lad how much I loved him, we got those hybrids, what we call analog hybrids back there. I bought him one. It cost $500+. How much was that thing? 500 or something. And I had it shipped in 2 or 3 days. I called him. I said, Pastor, you need one of these hybrids. He said, I don't have no money. I said, to show my love towards you, I'm going to get you one. When I called the man back, he said, we only have 6. They were $1,000 machines. I sent him one. He got it that Thursday because I checked on it. They got it that Thursday. Now, if he had done that for me, I would have said, thank you, preacher. He called me that Monday to ask me to call in to see if the thing worked. And by the way, oh, that thing is nice. I said, boy, is that something. And when I would get on, I told him, you need to stay at home with the saints. You don't need to be running here and there. He's going to wreck the house to hell, I'm telling you. That's what's going to happen up there. I said, you need to stay home. You need to stay home. You need to stay here. No, you need to be there with the saints. Yeah, that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do, young man. He ain't saving nobody, and he ain't delivering nobody. And so what I reproved him about, he told me to pray in 4 hours to cast out a demon. I said, that's theatrics. I said, that's Catholicism, that trash you've learned from television, son. Well, Paul took an hour to cast out. I said, yo, that's no sir. Show me in scripture. And it talks about where that wicked thing followed Paul for 3 weeks. And the scripture said, Paul just got vexed when he turned around and said, you always rebuke you. And the spirit came out of the woman. The scripture said the same hour. She took. I said, Pastor, you that ignorant? I said, you don't understand what the scripture is saying. That means if Paul said it's 6 o'clock, within an hour between 6 and 7, the spirit came out. If he said it 5 past, it came out. If he said it 6:30, it came out. It didn't take an hour. I said, that is not of your way. I said, you didn't think a Messiah took an hour to cast out unclean spirits? I said, Peter, they just brought the folks out. Wherever the shadows passed, the spirits came out. I said, that's how that thing works. I said, I tell you what, you get the spirits cast out, I'll put something in them where the spirits can't get back in them. Send them to me. You get them cast out, send them to me. Well, 3 weeks later, he went to Texas. He called me, Pastor Roberts, I cast out an unclean spirit. You're right. It didn't take me but a minute. I said, man. And all you got is a recycling of folks that think that they go from one preacher to the other. It's almost like this, get the bad luck cast off of you, the voodoo take it off. No, I just give you the truth. So you won't be barren. You can walk in the light of his knowledge. That's what I give you. I said, that's not how it works, saints. I said, I will not concur with his doctrine. I told him, I will not. It's wrong, Pastor. If you show me the scripture, that's doctrine. I will receive it. I said, every scripture you show me, I will show you how wrong you are in your application to that. I said, why don't you come and sit down with me and let's search the scriptures. I said, come on, you and I, we sit down and we'll go to the book. And I will show you how wrong you are. He's afraid to do that because I will show him how wrong he is. And so the folks up there listen to me and they use the name Yahweh Yahshua because they know it's a simple truth. Sure it is. Sure it is. There though they listen to him. Oh, they listen to me, believe me. There are folks here listen to him. They bat him, all of them listen to him. They used to. I don't know. I've just never listened to him because I know if I listen to him, I get upset with what he's saying. I have to get on. And I don't want to get on the radio and rip what he's saying. Nobody, I want to get on there and listen instead. And the prophet's there and see what he's saying and rip him. I ain't got time for that. I know what he's put in my heart. I know it's a true word. And you ain't going to take that from him. He made his word flesh and dwelt among man. We beheld his glory in that word. Your salvation unto man. And that's the truth. And I'm going to stand. I'm about to get Pastor Dow, but if I see him again, Yahweh bless you. I see him. He may do that. I don't know. I say that. I still tell him the truth. I'm an elder too. I say, I believe that. But I've been walking this way a little while, Pastor. You need to listen. I never forget the last time I was there. His daddy came to me, an old man. He came to me and said, Pastor Roberts, he said, talk to my son. He said, talk to him. He said, I'm an old man. He said, I got wisdom. I know how to do things. He said, talk to him. Because he had him doing something. I said, why are you doing that, elder? He said, Pastor, I've got me doing it. So I said, Pastor, why are you doing that? Because of this. And I said, look, Pastor, you don't have to do that. I said, it's just a waste. First of all, you're wasting money. You shouldn't do it. I said, just leave it alone. I said, you'll take care of yourself. And so he told, old elder came back to me. He said, Pastor, I'll bless you because he said I didn't have to do it. Well, when I was leaving, he went back to the, you get back on that and do it. He said, Pastor, I said, what are you doing? He said, I ain't going to mess with that. I'm a done passing it wrong. What man has gone and helped him like me? Prophet's dad didn't. Who else sent brothers up there to help him? Tell me. I don't use that the most, but I've been kind to the brother. I've been a brother. Man, everywhere we would go, he would tell me about, that's my big brother. He's the big one now. Everywhere we go, folks say, you all look just like he's the big one. He would always say, he's the big brother. Now, what have I done to them? Nothing. Just told them the truth. That's what I saw. He said, do you hate me because I tell you the truth now? That's all you hate me because I haven't done Pastor Danny wrong. I haven't. I truly have not done him any wrong. I was spoken against him. Just told him what he needs to do. And I won't take that back. I'll tell him. I've told him. His wife used to always be glad when I would come. She would. She'd go, oh, Pastor Roberts. She'd always tell me, she's, honey, you need to listen to Pastor Roberts. The wise man. So I said, no, about a wise man. He's the wise man, isn't he? I receive his counsel. Because we receive his counsel, we can speak his counsel. There's nothing wise about me or you. He is the wise one. And so he impart his spirit into us, and that is the wisdom. Although natural man can't even comprehend his wisdom, how wise he is. And that's why he has to just do it. Just let him do it. If we let him do it, we'll be all right. We stop doing it. We need to get out of the way and stop doing it. Every time we do it, don't we make a doo-doo or a mess? I know I do. Every time you do it, you make a doo-doo. I'm sure you do. And so that shows us what all of our flesh is capable of doing and what we are made of, what we consist of. We always do. Just like you make a boo-boo, Dad, I make boo-boos too. Say things you ought not to say. I was thinking about something before I was ironing my grab before I came over here. And I was thinking about something. I said, Father, kill me. Don't even let that thought like that come to my mind. Just foolish thinking. And so don't you think like that? Sister? So we all make a boo-boo. Sure we do. Yeah, we make a boo-boo. We just need to do right. Let that mind that was in him, that mind won't think like that. That's all of us. You're not immune from that, Wanda. May Yahweh bless you and keep us all saints. Be encouraged. Keep your hearts pure. Messiah is coming. Let us stand to our feet. As the old saints would say, we're going to have a foot stomping good time. They would come together. I wish we had some hardwood in this place here. That wouldn't need the pianos or nothing. We'll make Brother Brother Dolphin, McQueen, they would probably cry. He's going down to Zion where the King is going down. To Zion, where the King. is going down to Zion where the King is. We are going down to Zion where the King is. Won't be long to go down to Zion. Won't be long to go down to Zion. I won't be long to go down to Zion where the King is. They used to make those songs up. They didn't have. Yeah, you make them up as they went. Everybody just ad-lib. They just add or something. Yahweh, we thank you for all things. And Messiah, you stand. Go with the people. Protect them on the roads. Bless you all.